Radio for Revolution Zone. I'm your host, Jeremy the Impact York. Thanks for tuning in once again each and every week as we get to come on here and talk about the Texas Revolution of the Champions Indoor Football League and, of course, all of our favorite current team. Tonight's show may be short and sweet. It may be longer. Who knows where it'll go, actually. You never know who's going to call in. You never know who's listening. Shout out to everybody that is. We're here in the studio, though. I sound a little under the weather because I am a little bit. Shout out to the local CVS Minute Clinic for getting me a little back on track here. In media, when you have anything going on with your nose or throat, mine's not that severe, but it does make it difficult to do shows. But I'm going to do my best to power through this and not have a coughing fit on the middle of the show or anything like that. If I do, I apologize in advance. But I want to get into some Revolution stuff. Now, I want to first of all say shout out to Sonny Clark, who gave the best attempt ever at calling this game over the weekend. Of course, I'm talking about the big win for the Revolution, where they went to San Angelo, took on the Bandits, won 88-56 was the overall total there. In fact, they were only outscored in one quarter, and that was the third quarter, 15-14. 29 in the first quarter, 26 in the second quarter, 14 in the third, 19 in the fourth. That's some good scoring there, and pretty much everybody was a part of it. Everybody got on the board. Unfortunately, the CIF has not posted the stats for the game, so I can't tell you a whole lot on that. And since Eversport.tv dropped the ball on the coverage, as I was alluding to with Sonny, trying to call a game that was just, he just couldn't get a clear feed on. And it's not the first time Eversport's done this. You know, I've said to many of people this year that if it means we have to pay for a feed a little bit in order to see the game, especially when we can't be there, then, you know, maybe we got to look into that, because at least when it was on America One, we were able to watch it, you know. Eversport's doing everything they can. I understand that. But the fact of the matter is, we couldn't watch the game. We had to cheer them on. I followed along on Twitter and Facebook the way that I've done in the past when I didn't have internet access as far as to watch the game. And, you know, like I said, for the most part, everything was good and everything. Darius Fudge had a great night. Robert Kent was spectacular and MVP-like as always. Jordan Brown was solid as well. Can't forget the wide receivers, Tavares Williams, Clinton Solomon, Brett Reese, Joe Adams, Robert Williams getting in on it. You know, everything Kawan Dewberry did, just going down the list. Don Hudson's been huge lately since adding into the team. Jeff Willis, Michael Wormley, Mac Randall. Roy Richards, Not to mention this defense. I mean, this defense is literally just...
Was that not clear without the bam? Yeah, okay. Bam! What?
I mean, literally, they're just bam, what, in your face. Led by Taylor McCullough, of course. Rico Nelson, Quentin Abron. Can't forget Playmaker Webb. Mario Dixon, he's probably one of the best indoor defensive players probably in the history. That guy should go down in some sort of shrine somewhere. Frankie Solomon, who's getting closer to coming back. Robert Williams, you know, I mean, just everybody. Lindy Holmes has done some stuff for us this year. Can't forget about special teams either. Dylan Calder, solid. Probably one of the best kickers in the league. Just absolute. He's solid at everything he does. For one, you can't hit them all. But he's keeping everything solid. It's not just, when you're a kicker, it's not just about putting it through the uprights. It's a lot of it, but it's about strategically placing the kickoff in the right spot where your guys and make tackles. And in fact, he's made tackles. You know, it's about even the unsung heroes. The coaching staff, the front office, you know, the guys I mentioned each and every week. This team has just done phenomenal things. And, you know, looking at their schedule, see if it's they actually have it updated because our guys are on top of it. So as we bring up their schedule, we see that when they took on the Texas Stealth, which is an exhibition game, 63-34, that was a win. It's only one loss on here. Played the Amarillo Venom, 165-53. We beat the Mesquite Marshals, 41-31. Dodge City come in and got us 89-71. We had a couple issues that game. We ironed them out. The very next week in Mesquite, we beat the Marshals 51-32. Then on the following week, 74-42 against the Wichita Force. We came back home to take on the San Angelo Bandits, 62-43. We go out to Duke City out in Albuquerque, New Mexico. The Tingley Coliseum, we went 68-63. That was a nail biter. I'm telling you, Duke City next year, look out. Mesquite in 2 years, look out. Then we played the home and home, obviously. We went to Duke City, then we came back here to play Duke City. I guess they followed us home. We beat them 56-34. Played the Dodge City Law at home as well. That was 72-64. 92-43 against the Mesquite Marshals just last week. And then, of course, just last night, 88-56 once again in San Angelo over the Bandits. If you haven't noticed, this team scores on average 65 points a game. That's unreal, even for indoor standards. You know, I've had Jordan Brown on before, and he said his goal each game is to try to get whatever the indoor equivalent is to 100 yards in the outdoor. Well, as much as I had my sheet in front of me somewhere, I don't know. Oh, there it is. But Jordan, I figured out that I believe. The indoor equivalent is about 40, I think it's 46 yards, almost 50. It's not half 100. It's like 46 yards, I believe, is the equivalent of having 100 yards in the indoor environment. And I very much think that him and Fudge could have that each game. It just depends on the scheme. I mean, you know, when Robert Kent is capable of throwing a 50-yard pass for a touchdown, it spreads out the field. It makes sure everybody's open. And, of course, now that we have the win, that win makes us 10-1 on the season, gives us home field advantage, and it gives us a bye next week by far. We pretty much are going to get that. And we have a home game, at least in the first game. Depending on what happens with Wichita, we may have it throughout the entire playoff. Because I'm going to update your standings here. You guys always ask me about the standings. So, start in the north, where the Salina Bombers are 2-10. That's kind of a rough season. Chicago was 3-9. They're new to the CIF, so, you know, they got some bumps and bruises. The Bloomington Edge were 6-5. They were kind of new, but they started to put some things together. They are actually still in the playoff hunt, just a little bit on that side, because they're only one game behind both the Sioux City Bandits and the Omaha Beef, both of which are, like I said, are 7-4. The Wichita Force are 9-2. Actually, can we see who Wichita is playing? Can we get that put on the? There it is. They're actually playing the Omaha Beef, and that's going to be in Wichita at the same time that Revolution playing. Okay. That's going to be the game to look out for then. That's going to be the one we're going to look out for. So even if you can't watch it on Eversport.tv because either you don't have the access to it or they're not showing it. Yeah, I said it. You know, either way, follow along. I know GoCIF.net will probably have score updates at least. And, you know, try to keep up with it because we definitely want Omaha to win that. And if Omaha wins or if the Revolution wins, whichever happens first, or let's put it this way, a Revolution win or a Wichita loss will give us home field advantage throughout the playoffs, I believe. And before we get into the South Division, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Jeremy, the Impact York from Endzone here. Would you or your business like to advertise with Endzone? It's easier than you think. With many packages available, we've got the perfect deal to help you promote your business to a whole new audience. All you have to do is contact us at 3endzone@gmail.com for more info and to get started today. Let us help you grow your business.
And we're back here on the Revolution Zone. Welcome back. I'm Jeremy the Impact York. Once again, a little under the weather, but nothing I can't handle. Swig of coffee for the working man there. And shout out to Stone Cold Steve Austin for all the awesome stuff he does. And me being able to take that particular line from him. You know, on the other side of the break, we talked about the North Division and that we're all Omaha Beef fans next week, or this week, actually. Let's see, who does Sioux City and Bloomington play? Is that in front of me somewhere? They actually play each other. So, pretty much, probably whoever wins that game is going to get the third and final spot, possibly the second spot if it's Sioux City. And so we're Omaha Beef fans. That's fine with me. Moving to the South Division, though, we'll get away from that North Division for now. The Mesquite Marshals are 1-10. Like I said, they're just starting out. Just started up out of nowhere. They're putting a lot of things together. They're doing a lot of the right things. The same things the Gladiators were doing last year. They've just run into some buzzsaws, some teams. You know, they're not getting blown out all the time. So, you know, it'll come around. The San Angelo Bandits are 2-9. They've kind of had a down year. They're kind of like the Salina Bombers. just kind of had a bad year. It happens. You lose talent. You try to bring some in, you know, chemistry issues, that kind of thing. They'll bounce back. You know, we'll see them probably next year back toward the top. The Gladiators are 5-6. They are officially out of the playoffs. As it was just a tough road for them as well. I said, look out for them next year. I think they're really, really, they've already turned the corner. They're coming down the backstretch. Your Amarillo Venom, if you're listening from Amarillo, hello. Thanks for tuning in. Amarillo Venom fans, you are going to be the 3 seed at 7-4. So next week, regardless of how this week's game goes, you'll play the Dodge City Law, who are 8-3. For the number 2 spot, and the winner of that, of course, the following week will play against our Texas Revolution, who are currently 10-1. Who is Dodge City and Amarillo playing? They play each other. All right. That should be fun. They play each other this week, and they play each other next week. Should really know each other well. I think it'd be kind of cool if Amarillo were able to pull out the victory this week, but I'd rather them pull out a victory next week, because I think them and the Revolution would be the better game, even though Dodge City is a spectacular team this year. But for now, I'm going to say this week, besides cheering for our Revolution, we're going to cheer for the Amarillo Venom to beat the Dodge City Law, and we're going to cheer for the Omaha Beef to beat the Wichita Force. And in case we're wrong with both things, it's quite all right, because all we have to do is win our game against Mesquite, and I believe we'll have the championship game even in Texas. Lots of fun stuff. Now, as we get into, I was going to tell you about the game coming up. Like I said, we are playing Mesquite. That is on Saturday, June the 4th. If you're on the East Coast, it's at 8 p.m. If you are Central, it's 7. If you're on the West Coast, like LaDon Hudson's family and friends may be, then, of course, that is going to be a 5 p.m. start. And 3 p.m. Hawaii, so 4 o'clock in Alaska, for all you Alaska fans. That'll be a 5 o'clock start. Like I said, supposedly the game will be on Eversport.tv. There's a chance ScoreStream may have it. ScoreStream.com. Just look it up. They may at least, if nothing else, have the scores up. So we'll go CAF.net. Plenty of places that you should be able to go check it out. Let's see, we went over the standings, we talked about all the guys. Yeah, I think we've really gotten everything. We don't have a guest this week. I wanted to make sure everybody was ready for that last game, so didn't really book any guests or anything. As of next week, I believe we're trying to get both Darius Fudge and Jordan Brown on at the same time. I believe that'll be a lot of fun. We've got some fun things hopefully planned. And also, if you guys got any questions for any of the people, any of the players, just send them in to us, 3endzone@gmail.com. At the Impact 99, at Team Impact Media, that'll get us on Twitter. Of course, we're Impact Media, and I'm Jeremy the Impact York on Facebook. That's going to do it for us this week. Make sure to have those cannons up. We're going to say go Revs, and we'll see you guys next week. Just obey your secret faith with the NSA. In God we trust, or the CIA. Standing on the edge of a revolution. Yeah, we
York from Endzone here. Would you or your business like to advertise with Endzone? It's easier than you think. With many packages available, we've got the perfect deal to help you promote your business to a whole new audience. All you have to do is contact us at 3endzone@gmail.com for more info and to get started today. Let us help you grow your business.
Missed it by that much.